HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to go up to a top of a certain mountain to see Eretz Yisrael, as he will not merit, he will not be zocha to enter the land in his lifetime. And at that moment, Moshe realizes he's about to die. And the Pesukim in Parshas Pinchas, Perichav Zayin, Pesukim Tesvav and Tezayin, tell us that at that moment, Moshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and offered up a tefillah that may Hashem, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over Klal Yisrael, and this man should lead them, and Klal Yisrael should not be like a sheep that have no shepherd. And Rashi notes that the Torah is telling us that Moshe offered up a tefillah at that moment to praise Moshe, to discuss the praiseworthiness of tzaddikim, kishenavtarim min ha'olam, when they take leave of this world. Manichim tzarchan, they put aside their own concerns, fa'oskim b'tzarchei tzibor, and they deal with the concerns of the public. And Moshe Rabbeinu, right before he was about to die, there were probably many things on his mind, and yet his one concern was, how will Klal Yisrael move forward? How will they go on? What leader will guide them, will lead them? The question one has to ask is, what was the tzarchan of Moshe Rabbeinu that he was putting aside at this moment? What was Moshe thinking about in his own life that he then had to push aside to think about the needs of Klal Yisrael? That's question number one. And question number two comes from the Radomsker, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Rabinovich, Radomsker from the city of Radomsk in Poland, who lived from 1801 to 1866, most famously the author of the Sefer Tiferet Shlomo. So he asks in the Tiferet Shlomo, how is Rashi suggesting that this is actually a praise to Moshe, or a praise to Tzaddikim, that when they're about to leave the world, they put aside their own concerns and deal with the concerns of the public? The implication being that for their entire life, the life they worked so hard to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, then they were only thinking about themselves? They never before thought about the needs of others? What does Rashi mean that specifically when they take leave of this world, only then do they put aside their own concerns and deal with the concerns of the public? How are we to understand that? So to begin to answer this, we have to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking at the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him up to the top of that mountain. So when Hashem tells Moshe, go up to the mountain, the Targum Yonasan explains that this was an Eis Ratzon. It was a very opportune time for tefillah. Why? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking him to go up to the top of a new mountain because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was actually going to be giving the Torah to the Klal Yisrael a second time, just like by Har Sinai. And the Imre Emes, Parshas Pinchas, says that if this is really what Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood this was in a Sratzon, the equivalent of Har Sinai, it's tremendous how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to think about Klal Yisrael. You see the difference in a very deep way between the leaders of Klal Yisrael and those of the other nations of the world. Moshe Rabbeinu had an Eis Ratzon, an opportune time. Seemingly, anything he would have davened for at that moment, he would have been answered. Even to enter Eretz Yisrael. His life desire, something that he would have done anything for. And yet, at that moment, what was he thinking about? How Klal Yisrael was going to continue and move forward. He davened for them. And that is the praise of tzaddikim, that even a personal desire as pure as entering the land of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it aside. And this is diametrically opposed to Bilam HaRasha, who was the Navi of the Umas HaOlam, the other nations of the world. We find the exact opposite. At the moment of an Eis Ratzon, when he determined there was an opportune time to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his mind he wanted to curse the Jews, what does he say? What is he daven for? Tamos nafshi mos yisharim vatihi acharisi kamoa. I want to die a death of the straight, and my death should be like them. He was focused on his own death, on his own personal legacy. That's the difference between Moshe and Bilam. That's the difference between a manig Yisrael and a manig Ulmos Olam. If you had one wish in the entire world, what would it be? Think about that for 10 seconds. I'm sure many of us thought of different things that relate to our own lives. But the one question we have to ask ourselves is that when we are asked that question of one wish, is what we wish for something for ourselves or something for someone else? That's the difference between a Moshe and a Bilam, a Manig Yisrael and a Manig Umas Olam. The Imre Emes says that explains the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chaf Gimel Mar Aleph. The Gemara wants to know how you could have a case where someone without the proper das, without the proper knowledge, he's, let's say, a child, how could it be possible that he could write a get, a divorce document, and that get is valid? So Ravuna says, the case is that an adult supervises him writing it, and that's why the get's kosher. So Rav Nachman says, well, if an adult would supervise a non-Jew to write a divorce document, to write a get, would that be kosher? Certainly not. So why does adult supervision help when it comes to a child? So the Gemara answers that a non-Jew is different as adaite denafshe ovid. He writes for his own motive, meaning even if someone's supervising him, he's not subjecting himself to that supervision, whereas a child without das will subject himself to the adult supervision. So the Imre Emes says, now we know what it means. Now, when it comes to the goyim, the umas ha'olam, adaita denafshei ovid, they act for themselves. When they get a wish, when they have one request, derganes ratzon, it's I, it's me, something for me. Whereas the nature of a Jew, the nature of a righteous Jew, is that he acts for others. His one wish is for someone else. Rav Avram Gorwitz, the current Rosh Yeshiva, the Gateshead Yeshiva in England, he said in Hesped for his father, Reb Leib Gorwitz, the previous Gateshead Rosh Yeshiva, he quoted the name of the Chidush Arim that we say at the end of the Megillas Esther with respect to Mordechai, Doresh Tov La'amo, the Doresh Shalom L'chozaro. So what does that mean? So the Chidush Arim says that the quality of Mordechai as a Manig Yisrael, as a leader of the Jewish people, was that first and foremost, he was always Doresh Tov La'amo, always looking, seeking out good things for the benefit of his nation. That was his primary goal at all times. Doresh Tov La'amo. Next, there were times where he had to improve his image, he had to do things for himself. And then, Dover Shalom L'chol Zaro. He had to make peace with family, with friends, things he needed. He would address that. But not before he was Doresh Tov La'amo. Whereas the Umas Ha'olam have it reversed. They're always looking Doresh Shalom L'chol Zaro. First, let's make sure my image is clean. Let's make sure that I'm doing what I need to be doing, that my needs are taken care of. After that, Doresh Tov La'amo. Once I have what I need, now let's pursue and seek positivity towards the nation. But Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Manhige Yisrael, are always outward thinking. They're always looking towards the Klal Yisrael. The Tefer Shlomo explains the Kasha that he asked on Rashi. What does Rashi mean when he says that only when the Tzaddikim are leaving the world, oh, all of a sudden they start thinking about others, meaning that during their lifetime they're not? So he says, Kishneftarim min ha'olam doesn't only mean when the tzaddik is about to pass away. We know the Mishnah in Avos tells us that there are three things that are motziin es ha'adam min ha'olam, that remove a person from this world, and that is kina, jealousy, taiva, desire, and kavod, and honor. They're motziin es ha'adam min ha'olam. A tzaddik understands that these desires and challenges, jealousy, desire for pleasure and honor, they can cloud a person's ability to properly think about and daven for others. I have my own needs. I have desires. I'm jealous. I want honor. So in order to separate themselves from those three things, they will put aside their worldly pursuits. They will leave those three things. They'll be motzi'in themselves from this world to daven. When they step in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, those moments of tefillah where there's no more kavod, there's no more taiva, there's no more kina, it's just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face in a personal conversation. At those moments, that's when tzaddikim daven for others. Not when they're eating lunch, not when they're being honored at a dinner. It's specifically when those pursuits that involve themselves are pushed aside. It's just tefillah now. They close themselves off from the world, enter a personal conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Rashi means. Kishenaftarim min ha'olam. They leave the world. They leave their personal desires, and they only focus on others. B'shasa tefillah. But I think we could also explain, based on the Imre Emes, another answer to the question of the Teferet Shlomo. Because perhaps it's specifically at the end of the tzaddik's life, where his needs are often vital and essential, as Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's not simply normal pleasures of everyday life. Of course, a tzaddik will push off those pleasures to think about Klal Yisrael. But at the end of his life, when there's real personal needs going on, health, in Ruchnius, even then, the tzaddik pushes them off for Klal Yisrael. As we enter the Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks, there are restrictions, what we can and cannot do, to get us in the proper mindset, to think about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, what we lost with our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of tefillah. Try to focus on tefillah. Because when we focus on our tefillah, on those silent moments where it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when we can focus, ironically, on the needs of others. Our Shmona Esrei is all in the plural. Rifa'inu. It's not me. There's so many of us in our communities, in our nation, who need our tefillos. We can be those tzaddikim who HaKadosh Baruch Hu can praise as those who are Dorish Tov La'amo, always thinking about others. In the merit of shifting our focus, our tefillos should be answered Latova during this time period.